This is Ron Moss of Ron Moss Ministries. I hope and pray that all of you are enjoying, particularly to us folk who are in the upstate of South Carolina. We are enjoying a beautiful day with beautiful weather. Temperature is just right for going out and taking a walk, you know, the safe way, of course, and just enjoying family and friends and people who you care about, your loved ones, people who you're close to. Just a great day to just to go out and meditate and think about just how good God continues to be in your life. I am always being asked here lately questions about what do you do in the midst of being confined and not having anything to do or your regular routine. And whether we believe it or not, a lot of us are so controlled in a method of doing at least 60% of what we do is outside of the home. Think about that for a minute. Let that marinate in your spirit for a minute, that most of what you do has nothing to do with the place that you call home, the place that you pay your rent, your mortgage, if you're fortunate enough to have already paid it, your house is paid for, the place that you have all your furniture, the place that you say 9 times out of 10 ain't no place like home, the place that you say I can't wait to get home is the place that you spend probably very little time in. And the question comes up, then what do I do, you know, since I'm at home? I want you to think about something I thought about when I'm at home, and I'm still working, so I'm working and still home, and I do a lot of other activities. I like to stay busy, but one of the things I'm doing is I have a bookshelf, and I have 50, 60 books, and I have not read all those books. And when I purchased those books, there was an intent for me. The intent was for me to read those books. And I allowed whatever was going on outside of the house, or as far as me being too busy, being busy to read that. So I'm going back now, and I have about 3 different books that I'm reading. And books that will help enhance the journey that I'm on as it relates to helping people, particularly with the desire to help young African-American males. And so that's one thing that I'm doing. So I would tell you that if you have a collection of books that have drawn maybe years of dust, maybe it's a good time to dust them off. And one book that we all should have is that big old Bible that usually sits in the living room. Big old giant Bible. And what you probably want to do is before you open it is put a mask on. Because if you haven't opened it for a minute, when you open it, a lot of dust is going to fly out in your face, and you're going to get clogged up for a minute. But what a great book to read. What special time that you have right now to read and meditate on the Word of God. If you never spent some time, give yourself a challenge that you're going to try to read, you know, at least 6 to 7 to 8 chapters per day. You know, and then you're going to turn around and try to do a summary on what you read, you know. What a good way to not even call it wasted time, but call it spiritual time that's needed. You know, what else can you do when you're at home? You know, there's what we do what we call spring cleaning. Why do you have to wait till the spring to clean? You can do some detailed cleaning right now. Go through and sanitize your home from top to bottom. You know, there's always something to do on the inside of the house. There's always something to do on the outside of the house. Pressure wash your vinyl siding. Pressure wash your garage. Pressure wash your driveway. You know, there's all kind of things that you can do. Good time to do some painting if you want to do some painting, and you know, inside and outside the house. If you got kids or teenagers. You know, hopefully they got some games that they probably hadn't played in years. What a good time to pull those out. And, you know, I know we're fortunate enough. Some of us are fortunate enough to have video games. And most of our young people live on the television set or live on their iPad or their iPhone or their droids or whatever phone that they have. And most of them are in social media. And so they're constantly and consistently talking to friends and foe. But there is so much that you can do while you're at home. Communication becomes the key. Learning how to communicate better. Learning how to make sure everybody's good. One of the things that I'm starting, I hadn't started it yet, with my niece and my daughter, we'll start up some Bible study next week. You know, I haven't decided what day. You know, I haven't decided how many days. Maybe 30 minutes a day. You know, we're going to break away and have some Bible study. You know, because what a time for them to continually learn about the Word of God. I still can do something on Sundays. Just haven't made up my mind what to do. But think about all the things that you can be doing right now. There's so much to do at the house. You know, you can become a chef while you're taking this break. Take some of the food that you've got in the house and go on the cooking channel and or Google some stuff and make some meals that you want family members to test and see how they taste. You know, there's just so much that you can do to preoccupy your time. You know, you can in turn be the new chef. You might be able to make the best breakfast that anybody's ever made. You might be able to make the best lunch that anybody has ever made. You might be able to make the best dinner that anybody has ever made. What great time to be able to experiment on those kind of things. And then there's one key thing that you can do is exercise. You got plenty of room. You got a big old living room. You got a TV. If most of us have YouTube on our TV or you have music, that you can just create your own aerobics, create your own method of dancing and exercising. There's still a way to burn calories. You can still be burning a lot of calories, still be being healthy and taking care of yourself. I think that good health helps keep away the virus. I said it helps to keep away, not that it's going to do it, but it can help. It can add to it to help keep it away. So being healthy and being strong and being athletic helps to keep away anything negative that tries to attack your body. You know, those things are just that much more positive. And so let's just, you know, so think about it for a minute. You can be exercising. You can be the chef for the morning or the chef for lunch or the chef for the evening. You got games that you can play, and most games are family games. What a time to pull out the spades again. Back in the day, we used to play spades all the time, and what a great thing to do. And I'm not talking about going across town or going to other folk houses. I'm talking about right there where you can find that. You know, you can play Free Sale on a computer. I used to play Free Sale all the time. Solitaire, people play solitaire. You know, you can go and buy word games and puzzles and all of that. So there's some things that we used to do that we shoved away and said, oh, we don't have time for that anymore. Well, you got time for it now. And so I would hope and pray that we all try to get back to those things, the things that really, in a way, define us and help make who we are. You know, the things that we, you know, when we were going through our boring time, if we want to call it that, we occupied that time by doing something that we normally wouldn't do or we didn't do that often. And the other thing is pulling out, if you have a CD player, you pull out those old CDs, and I can still remember my mom, and every now and then she would sit in the living room and she would pull out her old records and just sit there and listen to the old songs and just reminisce. And so you can do that too. Wouldn't it be great just to kind of sit back if you got the old Earth, Wind & Fire albums or the old Earth, Wind & Fire, the best of Earth, Wind & Fire, the best of the Gap Band, and you just want to sit back and reminisce, or you can even reminisce and call, because you can FaceTime and call your friend and say, you know, I was listening to this old song or listening to an old Earth, Wind & Fire song, and it reminded me of a time, you know, because a lot of music connects us with certain times in our life. And so you could do that too. Think about all the things that I've just mentioned that you can be doing in the confide of your home. What you don't think about all the time and all the space that you have to do so many things. You know, Nike says, just do it. You know, and I think that because we are in a situation where, you know, if we don't have any other place to be, you know, the best place to be is the place that we used to say, there's no place. There's no place like home. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.